As the Mar continues with the Leimer Masnison of the Loi, Leimer Masnison of the Loi Kirv Yosi, B Kirv Yosi, Honri, Unkein Mahisid, Arad Agam Aramai, Lako Yemunach Ad Shiyovi El Yov. Zav Rashi, Yosi Kamon Ba Mahfid, what's this here? Shnaim Shiv Kiduet Zalechot, Zemone Vezem Masai. Those are the facts. The machlokes is zema masayim shali, zema masayim shali. The kama tanakama, nisin lezemane, lezemane, vashay yemunachat shiyavelio, shitis tanakama, lechachomim, is the money that each one body owns, each one gets. The money shlishi, that's the machlokes, ashay yemunachat shiyavelio. Reb Yosi, imkein mahivsid aramai velome yoida hare kibule shaloi ala kol yemunach yavsid aramai vahochi nami yehei munach. The Greek in Rashi, that the shaila is in the Mishnah there should be yehei munach. Vekein kosev the Ramban on the Avbez Amud Aleph, that the shaila of the Gemara is in the Mishnah, it should be Yehei Munach. Why is it Pashit that Yehei Munach overrides Yachloiku? As a Nochum was Masbel Derech Abshat, because Yehei Munach is a Knas, because he did something wrong, Lefi Rabbi Yosi. As Zicha, that's first, meaning Chalukah is a din in a suffix. Of a Yehimunach is a knas. As if Rabbi Yosi holds is a din of a knas, as we should zecha be kindness in the Mishnah too. That's the shaila of the Gemara. The Hainu, Chalukah and Yehimunach and Rabbi Yosi are two worlds. Chalukah is when there's a suffix, we do Chalukah. Yehimunach is not a din in a suffix, Yehimunach is a knas. As the Gemara held, that, as that's what Rashi is saying, that you should do Yehimunach in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, Elamai Rabbanon, Kibun Dami Rabbanon, Hashay Munach, Achiyovol Eliyahu, Hai Nami Kishar Dami, this Vekihi. Right, the Gemara, even according to Rabbanon, the Moide to Psak of Yemunach in the Manash Lishi. And Hainami in the Tzir of the Mishnah, Sveika Havi. As Kodim Kol, Nova made a deal in the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Sveika Havi. The Mishnah is Sveika Havi. As a Nochomeas, that Toysis in the Mishnah says that the Chaluk in the Mishnah is Midin Vadai, Anan Sadi, Chetzi Shalzeh, Bechetzi Shalzeh, it's Kevadai. Over here in the Gemara, it says Sveika. As this is, we'll make a sikkum of the amount of diyukim Rav Nachum made to say this already. The Gemara on Beis Amid Beis, yes, it's Mamin Hamutal V'Safik Cholkin. Frak Rav Nachum Taisa says in the Mishnah it's a Vadai. V'oi, the Gemara by Manashlishi says it's a Safik. Ay, Taisa in the Mishnah says it's a Vadai. Azak Rav Nachum Muchach, that even though Taisa says it's a Vadai, but it's still a Safik. V'hezver, there's one kind of vadai that we vadai know what happened. We're convinced this is what happened. We know Adam walked in. We know the Mitzias. We know this is what happened. That's one level of vadai. Then there's another level of vadai. It's a suffix. We don't know what happened, but we're going to look at it a certain way. Because there's a din, there's an hugger that we should look at it a certain way. As Tosis in the Mishnah calls it Gevadai, there's a din, there's an hagah to look at it like we vadai know. Aval lemaisa, it's a suffix. Avada, we don't know the Metzius, we don't know what happened. It's not Dumya de Eden, as the Gemara calls it a suffix. As that was a Nohum's big hadgasha, that even though Tosis in the Mishnah says vadai, but you see in the Gemara in Beis Amud Beis compares it to Mamun Hamutal V'Safik, Gimel Amud Aleph, it's Medamer Amanish Lishi, it's a Safik, it's a din in a Safik, it's still a Safik. And also Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph, here saying Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. That was Rav Nochum's boy in Tosis. Okay.
That
was a nekuda we saw again and again, but now we hit the final last makar to what Reb Nachum said in Taisis on Beis Amaralek. But now let's move on to the Guf Divrei HaGemara. The Gemara is mevur. When you have a suffix, there's a din of Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Eliyom. Yesh l'stapik, what is the din of Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Eliyom Eliba Derabana? Is the din of Yehemunach a din of Siluk? Ki'ilu, we don't know what to do. It's a suffix. As what do you do when you don't know what to do? Wait till Yohanavi comes, Yehava b'meira. It's a din of siluk. We don't know what to do. We're stuck. Nebuch. Let's leave it until Elio comes. Thus is the din. Or the Rabbanon hold Yehemunach is also a knas. Dainu. That being that there's someone here that's toiveya money, shaloi kedin, as we're not going to give him money. As we say, Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Eliyo, we're knassing him. We could say, let's give part to this one, part to this one. But we'd rather not do that, because then we're giving someone Shaloi Kedin. We don't want to give someone money Shaloi Kedin. Uy choyte nisko. That's not something we want to do. As therefore, we give a knas, Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Eliyo, and that's why we're making that the guy that's getting Shaloi Kedin shouldn't get. As Yeshle's topic, what is the psak Yehemunach? According to the Chachamim by Manashlish, it's a psak in Sveikis. We don't know what to do. We just walk away. Siluk. Or it's a positive din. It's a din. We don't want the Ramai to get. As we make a knas, dum yeter b'yasi, that the Yehemunach is a knas. That was Reb Nahum's big chakira in the psak Yehemunach of Reb Yasi. And Reb Nachum brought kama v'kama mekayis. As Havai, let's be boina the Indian together, the mekayis. Number one, Reb Nachum brought a sheni yediyah, that both stadim are in the Ritva, and the Ritva Chadashim actually learns that's the machlekes, the Havamina and the Maskana. The Havamina were learned that Yehemunach is a knas. As Frek the Gemara, as what are you asking in Reb Yosi's Yehemunach? Ask in the Rabbanan's Yehemunach. We should knas in the Mishnah too. And what is the Gemara answer? Lashon HaRitva, that the Gemara's Mechadish, Yehemunach is not a knas. It's a siluk. When do we do a siluk? When we have nothing else to do. As Bishleim in the Mishnah, you could do Chalukah. Because it's Yacholiyos. It could be it belongs to both of them. But over here by Manashlishi, where we know it belongs to one and it doesn't belong to the other, Chalukah is not an option. As if Chalukah is not an option, as what do? We don't have any options, as we say, Silo. The Havamina of the Gemara was Yehemunach Seknas. Who cares if we don't have options? But we give a Knas. Zeu, as if it's a Knas, as in the Mishnah, it's Shayach to give a Knas too. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. And the Maskana of the Gemara is changing. What is Yehemunach? Yehemunach is not a Knas. It's a default. It's when you have nothing to do, you do Yehemunach. As in the Mishnah, we have what to do. Chalukah, over here, we don't have what to do. As you say, Yehemunach. That is the Mahalach of the Ritva. As Kaidim Kol, you see the Chakira in the Ritva. But more than that, that you see the Chakira in the Ritva Taka learns. That's cool for the Shinoi between the Kasha and the Din. However, the Ritva is Gom Chodesh in Pshat. Father, he's a Rishon, he's entitled to say it. But the Das Shari Rishonim is very awesome that the Gemara is changing what the Yehemunach is. I know Mashman the Gemara, that's what's going on. It's a Pshat Mechudish in the Gemara. Thus is the Ritva. Reb Nachum said that there's a Raya from Rashi, the way Rabbi Kiva Egel and the Nachlis David learn in Rashi in Beis Amid Aleph, how Rashi
learns.
Why? Because Rashi on Beis Amir Aleph, the famous Rashi, Rashi says l'maskana, even according to the Chachamim, v'ani araktia, v'ani araktia, it is a vaday ramai, we don't say chaluka. Muchach, that Rashi holds l'maskana, even though the Gemara only said vaday ramai in Rabbi Yossi, but Rashi holds, even in the Chachamim, there's also a chsarin of vaday ramai. V'chein kosev hariva in Taisis and Baba Basa Lamedalit Amid Beis. Right? Taisis, Baba Basa Lamedalit Amid Beis. The Rush in Baba Mitzia. The Gemara only says Vaday Ramay in Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara doesn't say Vaday Ramay in the Chachamim. As how could you say that? This Vaday Ramay Lefiya Chachamim. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara only says it. Yesi does Fred places. Emfert, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Nachlas David. And it's also Kikule Charifta on the Rush. Three of Agdele, Rabbi Seinu Arirenim. Rashi holds. Once the Gemara says it in Rabbi Yesi Vaday Ramay, as the Gemara really likes that teretz. And the Gemara says, okay, let's use that in the Chachamim too. As with the Rabbi Yossi, Nishma Lechachamim. And of course you could hit, Afushi Plukta Loime Flagina. I'm going to make Naya Machleks. And as once anyway, Lefi Rabbi Yossi, it's Tali on Vaday Ramay. As with the Rabbi Yossi, Nishma Lechachamim. That it's Tali on Vaday Ramay. Tainet Rav Nochum Yisvara on Agdele Rabbi Seinu Achreinim. Bishleima, if the Vaday Ramay of the Chachamim is a Knas Dumya to Rabbi Yossi, as then I really hear the teretz. Once we say Vaday Rami and Rabbi Yossi, as Midr Rabbi Yossi, Nishma Lechachamim, Vaday Ramay, there's a knas also. But if the Vaday Ramay of the Chachamim is the Tainu the Yemunach of the Chachamim, which is Vaday Ramay, the Maskana, is a Siluk, as how could you say that Midr Rabbi Yossi, Nishma Lechachamim? Hare, the Yemunach of Rabbi Yossi and the Yemunach of the Chachamim are two different dinim that have no shaykhis to each other. So what are we saying? Once in Rabbi Yossi we said Yemunach is Talion Vaday Ramay, as we'll hear that even the Chachamim Yemunach is Talion Vaday Ramay. It's two worlds. The Rabbi Yossi's Yemunach is even on the first two manas. It's Mishum Knas. And the Chachamim's Yemunach is a din of Siluk. It's not a din of, so why should it be Tali? Of Knas. So why should it be Tali on Vaday Ramay? Zot Rav Nochum Muchach from this Mahalach of Daily Rabbi Seinu Achroinim Bidas Rashi, that they're learning the Yemunach in Manashlishi is also Mishum Knas. As then they're saying Zeyu Gishmak, as from the Rabbi Yossi's Yemunach, which is Knas, we can learn out to the Chachamim's Yemunach, which is also Knas, which is also Tali on Vaday Ramay. That's what Rav Nochum Boyd, Lefi this Mahalach, the Das Rashi, you see in Rashi, it's Mishom Knas. Okay. As we have the Ritva, the Maskana, the Gemara, is not Knas. And Rashi, it is Mishom Knas. Thus is the Fidus Mahalach. Rav Nochum said, if you look in Rashi over here, how is Rashi Midrash? There's an interesting diak in Rashi. Yeah, only Rav Nochum would notice such a thing. Rashi says, Ocha. The chad minayuhu ve'ein loymar yachloiku. Rashi explains the teretz of the Gemara on the Shaila from the Rabbanon is over here by Mona Shlishi, ein loymar yachloiku. Meduyik, what was the Shaila of the Gemara according to the Rabbanon? It's meduyik, the Shaila was that by Mona Shlishi, you should say Yachloiku. And the teretz is, Ein Loima Yachloiku, because it's Vadai Shalchad Meyam. Yachloiku doesn't work. As Nochum is Medayik Rashi, Divrei HaMaslo, Dechad Minayuhu, that the kasha of the Gemara was, you should say Yachloiku by Mane Shlishi. It's Tzarech Bir. Hare, we started the Gemara, and Rashi is Meduyi, that the Shailon Reb Yosi was, you should say Yehei Munach in our Mishnah. As Rashi learns, the first Shaila is, you should say Yehei Munach in our Mishnah. And Rashi, in the Shaila on the Rabbanon, Rashi learns the other way. The Shaila is, you should say Chalukah in the Tzir of Reb Yosi. What changed? Why does Rashi switch around the question? What's more preferable? That according to Reb Yosi, Zichar, Yeimunach is more preferable. As the Shaila is, you should say Yeimunach in our Mishnah. According to Chachamim, the Shaila is the other way. You should say Chalukah by Mana Shlishi. Why does Rashi switch around? Zakir Nochom, this is a diyuk that Rashi actually holds like the Ritva Chadoshim. I mean, like the tzad of the Ritva Chadoshim, that Yeimunach is a silo, according to the Chachamim. And that's Gufa the Machloikes, Reb Yosi and the Chachamim. Reb Yosi's Yeimunach is what? Is Knas. As then the question is, if there's a knas, Yehi Munach, a say in the Mishnah, the knas too, that was the original question. But that's the kasha according to Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi learns Yehi Munach is a knas. Oh, but according to the Chachamim, that Yehi Munach is not a knas. As then the question is different. Yehi Munach is a siluk. As the question is, what do you mean siluk? We have a great psak. We learned in the Mishnah, Chalukah. I say Chalukah and Mane Shlishi, and then you don't have to be Mistale. As Lefi Zed, Rashi is Meduyik, not like the Mahalik of Dele Rabbi Seinuach Reinim, Bidas Rashi. Okay. That's Diyukim, Cheshbonis, and Pshat. So you have to have a head of Cheshbin. But besides that, the Cheshbon is a gebuyt on heavy lomdis. Meaning, if you understand the lomdis behind the Cheshbon, it comes out a question. Oh, you didn't get the Cheshbon, or you don't get the lomdis, you won't get the question. Yeah. Thus is Rav Nochum's ki'ilu boy in the sukkah. Oh, okay. Is that the kira? Two ways of learning. Both ways appear in the Ritva. That's the Havamina Maskana. And other Rishayim will learn. No, it always stays up. And we have, in Rashi, we have Rayas Lakan, Virayas Lakan. If he learns it's Knas, or if he learns it's Mach. As the Ritva learns, the Havamina learned it was a Knas, the Maskani is, it's a Silo. Rashi, the way Rabbi Kivega learns Rashi is Muchach, it's a Knas. And there's a Diak in Rashi that Rashi learns it's a Silo. Ad time. Okay. That's the big shayla of the Gemara, the beer the shayla of the Gemara in Yehi Munach. As I, why by Mana Shlishi is Yehi Munach and the Mishnah, the din is Yachloiku, Maishna, what's the difference? And for the Gemara, a tzarek. Haimai. Iyam Rebishleim Rabbonon, Hosam, the Vadai Haimana, the Chad Minayu. Amir Rabbonon, Yeimunach ad sheyovoy Eliyo. Hocha the ikalam meimar the tarvayuhu amirabbanon palvi vishvu. In the Mishnah, ikalam meimar the tarvayu, as it's shayach haluka. Over there, it's vaday dechad minayu. It's not shayach haluka. What is the teretz of the Gemara? As everyone here remembers. We learn Taisis on Beis Amid Aleph. The Taisis on Beis Amid Aleph brings this Gemara and says the Gemara answers Chalukah Yechayla Liyos Emes. When you get to the Gemara and you look back at Taisis, you're a little bit disappointed. We would have thought those words were in the Gemara. The words are not in the Gemara. The words are Taisis's pshat in the Gemara. Taisis is saying the Gemara answered Chalukah Yechayla Liyos Emes. Behind it. When do you say chalukah? When it's yechayil elias emes. When it's ainu yechayil elias emes, you can't pass in chalukah, as then you say yehei munach. It comes out according to Taisis. Yehei munach is the default of yachloiku. Default meaning, if you can't pass in yachloiku, yehei munach. Thus is the teretz according to Taisis. In other Rishonim, Amavur, differently. The Rabbeinu Peretz brings down that the Gemara over here is not saying Chalukah Yechayil Elias Emes. The Gemara didn't mention the words of Chalukah Yechayil Elias Emes. The Gemara over here is answering that there's no Vadai Ramai. The Rabbeinu Peretz brings down such a pshat. The Hainu Lefizeh, the way to read the Gemara is Bishlei Mahar Rabbanon Hasam Vaday Haimana Dechay Minayu. This Vaday a liar. That's that Gosha. Vaday Haimana Dechad Minayu. This Vaday a liar. Am Rabbanon Yemunach Achiyav Elio. Hocha, the Eagle Maimer Tarvayu. And is not Vaday a liar. Am Rabbanon Palgi Yishvu. As Lefi Zeh is the Gavaldi Giteret. For Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph says, you know, by Anir Raktia, you don't say Chalukah, you say Yehi Munach because there's Vaday Rama. Frank Toishvis! The Gemara says Chalukah Yechayil Elias Emes according to the Chachamim. It only says Vaday Rama according to Reb Yossi. You open up the Gemara, Layhaya V'lay Nivra. Rashi will learn the Teretz according to the Chachamim is Vaday Rama. That's the Teretz. That's what the Gemara means. This is the way the Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara. We're going to see there's a mocha to this from the Chiddushei Haran and from the Rashba. Where do we see it in the Rashba? The Rashba asks a question. He says, the Gemara just answered Vaday Ramai. As what's the Gemara asking according to Rabbi Yossi? We just answered that there's a Vaday Ramai in the Tzir of Manashlishi, and in the Mishnah there's no Vaday Rami. As the same Terence you answered according to Rabbanon, you could answer according to Rav Yossi. Lefi Tosfos, you look at the Rashba, it's Chinese. What's meant? It's the same Terence. The Gemara answered, Chalukah Yechayil Elias Emes. What does it have to do with Rav Yossi? Stayed in the Rashba, he learns like the Havamina of the Rabbeinu Peretz, that the Gemara is answering Vaday Ramai. That's the beer, the words of the Gemara. Let's read it again. You have to train yourself to read it again. When do the Rabbanan say Bishleim the Vaday Haimon the Chad Minayu? Someone's lying. It's Vaday the Chad Minayu. Am Rabbanan Yemuna. Let's go for Envid the Gemara. As Ligda, you say this the Gemara. Lekis and Lefize. The answer on Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph is, it's the Gemara says it. Zog the Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph learns not that way. Tosfos learns this Teretz is the Teretz of Chalukah Yechayil Elias Emes, and the next Teretz on the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi is Vaday Ramai. Why did Tosfos learn that way? Where did Tosfos see the Gemara is not answering here, Vaday Ramai? Zog de Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, a Gavaldika Diyuk. And this is not a Diyuk from Rav Nachum, it's a Diyuk from the Rabbeinu Peretz. If you look, the words here are different than the words of the Gemara later on. You could look at the Gemara many times and not notice. The Gemara over here says, in our Mishnah, Ika lemeimar de tarvayu. It's possible. Ika lemeimar. Ika lemeimar means it's a possibility. In the Gemara later on, when explaining Rav Yossi that it's not Vaday Ramai, the lashon of the Gemara is Eima tarvayu bahadi adabi agvur. We switch the lashon from Ika lemeimar possibility, and we say Eima. It is Tarvayu Hagi Hadadi Agbu. Frek the Rabbeinu Peretz, why do we switch the Lashon? But the Rabbeinu Peretz, Mikan is a makar to Taisis. That it's a different teretz. The first teretz is Chaluka Yechoyla Lies Emes. It's Tali, is it possible to be Emes? Possible, as it's enough to answer Ika Lameimar. It's possible to Vayu Bahadi Adadi Agbu. As if the teretz was Chaluka Yechoyla Lies Emes, it's Tali on Yachol Lies. The answer is Ema. It's Yachol Lies. Of the second one is Vadai Ramai. What do you mean it's Yachol? Who cares if it's Yachol? He's lying. He's Vadai lying. He's saying Kula Shali. No, the Gemara has to say Ema Tavayu Bahadi Adadi Agbu, and he's making a mistake when he's saying Kula Shali, but he's Moida Tavayu Bahadi Adadi Agbu. As that's why the Gemara later on changes the Lashon, because it's a different Lomdis. It's saying why there's no Vadai Rama. This is the deed of the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Toisis, that over here we're saying a different Teretz of Chaluka Yechoyla Lies Emes. Lamaisa is another deed. The Gemara uses different words. Over there the Gemara speaks out the words Vadai Rama. Over here the Gemara doesn't speak it out. But that's also slightly a deal, that it doesn't mean Vadai Ramai. But the Rishonim were not despoiled from that deal. Yeah. Lefi the other Rishonim, you'll answer the Rabbeinu Peretz's question, advice to Chayis, to make it Ois Vadai Ramai, you have to, of Rabbi Yossi, you have to speak out more. It needs to be a why it is that way, but that has to be the Teretz of the Gemara. Okay. As Ligda, a big machlokes Rishonim, Parshat had to learn the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? The Rashba and the Rabbeinu Peretz, brings aside in his Toichet, the Rashba Taka learns that way, Mamaisa, that it's answering Vadai Rama. Shaila is, Fred the Rajba, if it's answering Vadai Ramai, as what's the Gemara continuing? We already answered, there's no Vadai Ramai in the Mishnah. And in Rabbi Yossi said, there's Vadai Ramai. As what's the Gemara asking? We already answered it. As we want to see the Rajba's teretz inside. It's a Yesedis Digger Rajba. Does anyone have a Kulitz question? The Rashba is Divrei HaMaskel HaMayim. That's the Rashba. Koshali. The same teretz we said on the Rabbanah, we could say in Rav Yossi. Not only that, the Rashba says, in Rav Yossi, we say the exact same teretz, that there's no Vadai Ramai. That's like you learn the Rashba. You're saying the same teretz, this is Chaluka Yechoyla Lies Emes. That's Vadai Ramai. What is the Rashba saying? You're saying the same teretz. Klar in the Rashba. We're saying now Vadai Ramai. And we're saying the same thing in Rav Yossi. Umaykal Koshuvei, Tveil Rav Yossi, the Rabbanu. We already answered Vadai Rama. Vikal Ameimar, the Haimak Sashava, Bishleimar, the Rabbanu, Duloi, Konis, Elamishum, the Vadai Haimana, the Chad Minayil, Bukhuri, Veloyadina, Le Mahaini, Ulaman, Nesve, Zak, the Rajba, Ateres. And this Rajba is Ashlama to the beginning of Shir. Zag the Rashba, Bishleim el Rabbanon, Diloy Kanis. The Yehemunach is not Mishum Knas. The Yehemunach is Mishum Silum. As you have to look at these words, are the key words of the Terence. You read it not some lay. Bishleim el Rabbanon, Diloy Kanis. The Yehemunach is not Mishum Knas. As there's a chilek in the Yehemunach. Rabbi Yossi's Yehemunach is Knas. Oh, but the Rabbanon's loy knas. Elamishum, the Vadei Haimana de Chadminayel Bechuru, Veloya Dinalei Mehaininu Maman Neisva. As therefore you say, Hey Munach, Zog the Gemara, according to Rabbanon, being that we know it belongs to one, and Chalukah is not a good psak here, because it's definitely not true. That's what the Gemara is saying. As therefore, Islam Lemeimar, Yehei Munach. We're going to say Yehei Munach. Dainu, we're going to do Siluk. Shema Tomi Yachloiku, Ata Mafsid, Ata Echad Bevadai. Because if you're going to do Yachloiku, you're going to be Mafsid, one of them, Bevadai, the Baldover. As being that one's lying, and you're being Mafsid, the Baldover, as therefore we'd rather be Mistalik. As Lefi the Rabbanon, the Vadai Ramai is a reason to make a Siluk. As for the Rabbanon Siluk, that's enough to answer Vadai Ramai. Shimata Yoimon Yachloikat, Avul Masnison, Digalameimar, Kolecha Deloy Masin Mamish Yachloiku. Ashi Yetzenu Dinu Lamita. Avul Reb Yosi Dekonis, Afilu Mashu Vadai Lamar. A Reb Yosi holds, you take away from the Bailam what's really his. As Reb Yosi doesn't care if the Bailam's gonna lose, it's a knas, as you can't answer Vadai Ramai. Zog the Gemara, even according to Reb Yosi, it's Mishum Knas, but we only knas when he's Vadai lying. When he's lying with a heter, he thinks he's right, as then we don't give it. As Lefizek comes out, the Gemara is answering the Vadai Ramai of the Rabbanon is cholik from the Vadai Ramai of Rabbi Yosi. The Vadai Ramai of the Rabbanon is a reason for the Emunach of Silo. And that the Gemara answered well. But the Gemara held, but that Teretz of Vadai Ramai won't work in Rabbi Yosi, because he's kindness, as he takes away from the guy even making the dina. And then the Gemara has to be Mechadish. As in essence, the Vadai Ramai is different, slightly different, the Teretz of Vadai Ramai in Rabbi Yosi. As even though we answered Vadai Ramai, but the Vadai Ramai of the Yemunach of the Rabbana, not the Vadai Ramai of Rabbi Yosi. That's the Rashi. Okay, this is a little bit more complicated of a Gemara, but Lefi said the way to learn the Gemara is the Gemara ends the Rabbanon, I Vadai Ramai, as therefore you can't say Chalukah, because you're going to give a Vadai Ramai, and we don't want to give a Vadai Ramai. Zog the Gemara, okay, you don't want to give a Vadai Ramai, but Rabbi Yosi takes away from the Bailim. We don't care if we're taking away from the Bailim. Ever the Gemara, no, even in Knas, it's not Vadai Ramai. That's the way the Rashi learns. Okay, it's a little bit complicated, Cheshvin. So I want the Olam to learn it well. Okay? The Olam was supposed to learn it, but now you can learn it even better. And this is the Nalips. Mafteach opened up the Rajba for everyone. Let's now learn it again. Sit on it again. See the steps yourself. Okay. As Tosh is showing Ariza Gechidish in the Gemara. As Tosfos is Zichar, the simple way of learning the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Rabbanon. The Gemara answers Chalukah Yichayli Yisemes. Frank of Yaisi, after the Gemara Vadai Ramai. Two stages. Gemara reads very easy. The Rajba brings in a whole new mahalach over here. The Rajba brings in that the first teretz was Vadai Ramai. The Rabbeinu Peretz brings such a sad. The first teretz was Vadai Ramai. Oh. But the Vadai Ramai of the Chachomim is different than the Vadai Ramai of Rabbi Yosi. What it does and how it works. So mainly, even though we answer the Vadai Ramai of Chachomim, doesn't work for Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because the Yehei Munach of Chachamim is Siluk. As Vadai Ramai is enough not to say Siluk. Oh, but the Yehei Munach of Knas, that Vadai Ramai is not enough. And that the Gemara is Mechadish afterwards. Okay. So if you're keeping Cheshbon, which is a good idea, as the Ritva Chadashim learns, the Havamin of the Chachamim was Yehimunach is Mishum Knas, the Maskana is it's Mishum Siluk. The Rajba learns the Yehimunach of the Chachamim is Mishum Siluk, and the Yehimunach of Rabbi Yossi is Mishum Knas. That's Gufa the Machlokes in the Kuda, which Lamais at the end of the day, it comes out the Rajba is like the Maskana of the Chachamim, of the Hebrew. Okay, so now, if you're skipping Cheshvan, which is a hard Cheshvan, but hopefully someone's still with me. If you're keeping Cheshvan, as we asked, if Rashi's Meduyik, that Yehimunach of the Chachamim is Siluk, as he can't answer the question like Rabbi Kiva Eger, as how is Rashi gonna answer the question of Tosis and the Rosh on Rashi? And Nachum was Medayik Rashi that it's a Siluk. The Fize is Doch Gevaldik. If you learn it's a Siluk, he's going to learn like the Rashba. That the Gemara's answer was Vaday Ramai. And the Vaday Ramai of Siluk, that's the Teretz according to the Chachamim. Aber Freg the Gemara, Reb Yossi is Knas, his Yehimunach. You can't answer Vaday Ramai. And Zog the Gemara. No, even in his Yehimunach of Knas, you could still answer Vaday Ramai. As a Mamish Stims Lahavdi. As we start off with a Chakira, which I know, you hear a Chakira nice. And after we learn the Sugya, it's Mamish the Yesaidus of Rashi. The back and forth of the Gemara Lefi the Ritva, the back and forth of the Gemara in Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan according to the Rashba. Okay. As is the Gemara. The Gemara continues. I just don't want to finish in the middle. Let's finish these. So. Okay. As the Rabbanan, we answer. But what do you do with Rabbi Yossi? Eliyahu Rabbi Yossi, Hashda, Mahasam, the Rabbadi Gemara Lama, Igamana Lama. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yehimunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. Hold it. The Igel Ameimer. The Chan Minayu Loi Koshkein. Afilu Tevi Rabbi Yossi. Hasam Vadai Ika Ramai. Hocha Mi Yemar. The Ika Ramai. Emet Tarvayu. Bahadi Hadadi Agbu. Zoktosis, the top tosis, aval ocha emet avayu bahadi adodi adu, dileka ramai, the kol chad sava shuig bia koidim. Meaning, what do you mean? They're lying. But he's not lying on purpose. He's lying because of a mistake. As lying because of a mistake, is not as bad as lying on purpose. That's what Tosis answers. Dileka Ramai, the kol chad sava shumak bia koidim. What do you mean? I mean, he's lying. He wasn't, it was Tavayu Bahadi Adad. Both of them weren't Magbiya Koidim. One of them's lying. But there's two kinds of liars. There's the liar who's, he knows he's lying. And that's by Mana Shlishi. One of them gave the Mana Shlishi, one of them didn't. He knows he's lying. Him, we really give a knas. He's a mezedik liar. A mezedik liar, we knas him. And then there's another kind of a liar. You know, it was a close case, to make a mistake. As he's lying because of a mistake. As there's levels of liars. That liar, we're not going to knas it. I didn't say anything, I just read Tosis. That's what Tosis is saying, right? No state in Tosis. This is the, okay. Does up Tosis. Okay. As thus is the Teretz of the Gemara. Inami zog the Gemara another Teretz. Hasam kanis leiler of Yesi, leramai, yechi, deloidi. Hocha mai pseida islei rabbi. Over there, you're doing a knas to the Ramai ki hechi deloidi. Hocha mai pseida islei deloidi. The guy who's lying is not losing anything. Over there, lepakis, the guy is lying. He lost 100 that was his. He gets a bite. It's a good knas. But over here, he's not losing anything. Frekta Marsha in Madura Basra, a gar interesting question. Bahaba Yeshlodna on the question, we'll leave the Olam think about it. He said in Manashlishi, there's two angles of the case. There's the Manashlishi and the first two Manas. As in the Manashlishi Shabbai, L'chaira over there, he's not losing anything. In the first two, he's losing, but in the Manashlishi, he's not losing. As Bishleima, the Yehei Munach of the first two Manas, that I understand. You're really accomplishing. You took away the first two Manas, as you gave Maknas. He knocked the guy. He thought he had 100, and now he lost his 100. As Frekta Marsha Madura Basra, Lefidis Teretz, what should we do? On the first $200 bills that are there, we should Yehei Munach. And on the third one, let's do Chalukah. Because over there, the Rama is not losing anyway. Okay. A little bit more effort. Think. Right. One more time. There's two angles to the case. There's the first two manas. Mana Rishon. As you want to knas him, I hear. You want to give him a knas, take away the 100 that's his. I hear that. But on the third mana that's a sofi, why do you have to yem munach the third mana? On the third mana that's a sofik, we could do a din mi sofik. Are you going to say, what are we knassing him? What do you mean? We're taking away the 100. Okay. It's a gar interesting question. I hear the olam's tumbling. It's gishmak tumul. And Bez Hashem, you should think about it. Tomorrow we'll see what we possibly could answer. But wait, we have to just finish the Gemara. Let's just read it. Frag the Gemara, Inami Hosong, Kiri Loid, say the Tinach Metsia, Bekachomemkal, my Ekala Meva. Ella Machvalte, Kiddishaninon, May Ekara. Okay, that's the Gemara of the Gemara. Tomorrow we'll finish. We'll also learn the next Sugya of Chengeni Abin Kosai, who's humble the Mashem Babu Rabasa, and also the Chedushe Haran, we didn't see. It was very complicated, very mechudish, the angles in the Rajva, as we gave the Elam an extra bit. Tonight, humble the Chedushe Harajva. Tomorrow, by first Seder, now that you heard all the Yisaitis, go over the Chedushe Haran again.